Appendix C, Supply and Property Accountability. Supply discipline must be a daily part of every unit's activities. The Command Supply Discipline Program is a commander's program to ensure compliance with Army supply policies and procedures. Commanders and supervisors at all levels are responsible for establishing and fostering a viable Command Supply Discipline Program, also called CSDP, within their respective units, activities, or organizations. Levels of responsibility. Platoon leaders are directly responsible for supervisory, direct, and personal responsibility. Platoon leaders may be assigned as investigating officers for financial liability investigations of property loss, also called a FLIPL. For more information, see AR-735-5 and AR-15-6. Command. The commander's obligation is to ensure all government property within the command is properly used and cared for, and that proper custody and safekeeping of government property are maintained. Command responsibility is inherent in command and cannot be delegated. Supervisory. The supervisor's obligation is to ensure all government property issued to or used by subordinates is properly used and cared for, and that proper custody and safekeeping of the property are provided. It is inherent in all supervisory positions and is not contingent upon signed receipts or responsibility statements. It arises because of assignment to a specific position. Direct. The obligation of an individual is to ensure all government property is properly used and cared for and that proper custody and safekeeping are provided. Direct responsibility results from assignment as an accountable officer. Receipt of formal written delegation or acceptance of the property on hand receipt from an accountable officer. Custodial. The obligation of an individual for property in storage awaiting issue or turn-in to exercise reasonable and prudent actions to properly care for and ensure proper custody and safekeeping of the property are provided. Custodial responsibility results from the assignment as a supply sergeant, supply custodian, supply clerk or warehouse person, and is rated by and answerable directly to the accountable officer or the individual having direct responsibility for the property. Personal. The obligation of a person to exercise reasonable and prudent actions to properly use, care for, and safeguard all government property in his or her physical possession. It applies to all government property issued for, acquired, or converted to a person's exclusive use with or without receipt. Inventories. The unit commander is the primary hand receipt holder. The commander can designate the platoon leader as a sub-hand receipt holder. Platoon leaders are responsible to conduct internal platoon inventories of assigned equipment and participate in the commander's change of command inventories, cyclic monthly inventories, and sensitive items inventories. Additionally, the platoon leader is responsible to further sub-hand receipt assigned equipment to the user level. Types of unit-level inventories. Inventories will be conducted in accordance with AR-710-2, Table 2-1, DAPAM 710-2-1, AR-735-5, and local policies and procedures. Platoon leaders are directly involved in all types of inventories. Leaders should perform inventories in a systematic and thorough manner. The following are conducted at unit level. Change of command / hand receipt holder inventory. A joint 100% inventory down to component level will be conducted by the incoming and outgoing commanders prior to any change of duties on all property book officer PBO assigned property. Sensitive items inventories. The commander, the XO, or the supply NCO will provide a complete listing of all unit sensitive items by serial number monthly. The commander can appoint an E7 or above to conduct this inventory, return the results to the commander, and, prior to the 20th of the month, sign and date the original inventory. Cyclic inventories. An annual 100% inventory of all unit property must be completed down to component level. The Battalion S4 designates the 10% method, which identifies certain line item numbers for inventory conducted monthly. The commander, working with the supply sergeant, will create a monthly inventory schedule at unit level. distribute to primary hand receipt holders, and conduct the inventories. All hand receipt holders will inventory equipment for accountability and serviceability and reconcile all discrepancies as needed. Conducting inventories. Before inventories, verify equipment authorization utilizing MTO, Common Table of Allowances, and local authorization. Prepare a detailed schedule that outlines date, people, equipment, and time allocated for each piece of equipment to be inventoried. This schedule must include makeup dates based on the unit mission. Coordinate with the supply NCO to review each item publication, latest updates, TMs, supply catalog, and safety messages. Obtain a copy of historical documents such as the last change of command inventory or cyclic inventory and shortage annex validated by the company commander or PBO when applicable. Conduct pre-inventory rehearsal, laying items in an organized format. Put like items together or by the numbers layout utilizing component list or set kits and outfits. At a minimum, identify all equipment as present and ready for layout. If equipment is unavailable due to service, compile all applicable documents and schedule a visit to the service locations. Verify that all equipment is on hand receipt or sub-hand receipt to the user level. During the inventories, identify a clean and secure area away from personnel or vehicle traffic. Lay/display the equipment ahead of scheduled time and conduct final checks and inspections. Conduct physical inventories by serial number with the latest hand receipt provided with sub-hand receipt holders present. Check for serviceability of equipment. Utilize the latest publications, list all components of end item, component lists, and additional authorization list to conduct the physical inventory. Previously identified missing components must be on a valid requisition. Upon completion of the physical inventories, allow time for soldiers to lock and store equipment in its secure locations. After the inventories, consolidate all discrepancies found. Check serial number and record any changes required on assigned equipment. Report discrepancies to the company supply sergeant, executive officer, and commander as they are identified. If excess equipment is identified, be prepared for redistribution or turn-in through supply channels as directed by the commander. If shortages of major end items, non-expandable components, or durable equipment are identified, consolidate the information and report the discrepancies to the company supply sergeant, executive officer, and commander. An inquiry will be initiated to determine responsibility surrounding those shortages found utilizing the adjustment methods outlined in AR-735-5, such as statement of charges, cash collection vouchers, or financial liability investigations of property loss. Maintain the adjustment documents with each hand receipt. Expendable consumable items are not accounted for on hand receipts. Expendable non-consumable items must be on hand or on order. Accounting requirement codes, ARC. N equals non-expendable. D equals durable. X equals expendable. Shortages with accounting requirement codes N and D require a valid property adjustment document. For more information on conducting inventories, reference Army Publishing Directorate or Logistics Information Warehouse. Hand receipts / sub-hand receipts / shortage annexes. The unit commander's organizational and installation property will be sub-hand receipted to the supervisor / user level using GCSS Army generated hand receipts or hard copy DA Form 2062. Hand receipt / annex number or system generated DA Form 2062 Echo, hand receipt / annex number. All hand receipts will be signed, dated, and updated every month to include the oldest change document affecting that hand receipt. All supervisors will further sub-hand receipt this equipment down to user levels. The following illustration provides sample primary and sub-hand receipts. Shortage annexes. Identify component shortages to the end item. The PBO may grant authority to the company commander to approve all expendable and durable shortages. If so, the commander is authorized to validate expendable / durable shortages. The PBO retains the authority on all non-expendable components. Therefore, all non-expendable shortages must be validated by the PBO. Component hand receipts. When issuing any set, kit, or outfit, that piece of equipment must be issued on a component hand receipt when issuing down to the user level. The component hand receipt can also serve as a shortage annex.